Another halacha on the halachot of Barech Aleinu is very, very interesting. We know that on Shabbat, somebody, if he starts a beracha, he has to continue that beracha. Because really, originally, the Amidah of Shabbat was the 18 berachot, and adding one beracha for Shabbat. So therefore, if you start Atah Chonen Adam Da'at, you finish the beracha Baruch Atah Hashem Chonen Adam. What happens if somebody gets mixed up on Shabbat during the winter, and instead of saying Barech Aleinu, he said Barechenu on Shabbat? So follow me, yes? He started the Amidah of Chol instead of the Amidah of Shabbat. He gets to Barech Aleinu. Instead of saying Barech Aleinu, he said Barechenu. And he starts Tekah B'Shofar Gadol Necharutenu, and he remembers in the middle. What should he be doing? There's a big machloket if what he should be doing. Some say that he has to go back to Barech Aleinu. Let's say he continued Tekah, Shivenu, he continued the whole thing. Does he go back to Barech Aleinu to fix the Barechenu? Or does he go back to Tefillah of Shabbat and that's it? The Ma'amar Mordechai says he has to go back to Barech Aleinu to fix it. This Amidah doesn't work if not. And the Chayei Adam says, no, stop wherever you are and go back to your Beracha. Don't even finish that Beracha that you are in the middle. Why? What's the Machloket? So the Machloket is really linked to another Machloket, as always. And it's another machloket that would be a similar case. Somebody, first there's a machloket between the Tosfot and the Rosh, how this works. Whenever you have to fix the Amidah because you did the wrong thing. For example, you didn't say Ya'aleh V'yavo, right? So if you fix the Amidah of the Ya'aleh V'yavo, what does it mean? Does it mean that you did the Amidah but you need to fix the problem? Or does it mean you didn't say any Amidah? If you didn't say the Ya'aleh V'yavo, it's as if the whole Amidah was not said. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is going to be, for example, somebody missed Mincha. He forgot Mincha. So at Arvit, he's going to do twice Arvit. In the first one, he said Barechenu instead of Barech Aleinu. And in the second one, he said Barech Aleinu normally. And after that, he realizes, he says, oh, the first one that I did it wrong. Now, the first one that he did was Arvit, and the second one that he did was Mincha. What should he do? Should he repeat one, it's going to be his third Amidah of Arvit, which is fixing the first one, or should he repeat two Amidot? Why? If you hold that, the guy has to do the Teshuvah. It's very, yeah. So, you understand why? If the first Amidah of Arvit just needs fixing. So he said Arvit first. He said Mincha Tashlumin. And now he needs to fix Arvit. So that's going to be three. But if you hold that the first Amidah, it's as if he didn't say anything. Right? When there's a problem, he said, there's another Shita that, as if he didn't say anything. So then he did Mincha before Arvit. In the Tashlumin, you cannot do Mincha before Arvit. Because the Arvit didn't count. Out. Then the Mincha, you cannot do the Tashlumin before you do the Chiyuv. So therefore, this one also doesn't count. So he has to repeat Arvit and Mincha. So he's going to do four Amidot, this guy. Okay? You understood how it works? It depends how you hold. If, when you have a problem in the Amidah, you need to fix the problem, or it means that you didn't say the Amidah at all. It's as if you didn't say anything. Okay? So the same concept is going to apply to our Machloket here between the Chayei Adam and the Ma'amar Mordechai. If you hold that, the person needs to fix the problem. So no problem, you have to go back to Barech Aleinu, even in the Amidah of Shabbat. You go back to Barech Aleinu, you fix Barech Aleinu, because that's part of your Amidah. But if you hold that, whenever you said a mistake, it's as if you didn't say anything. So the Chayei Adam says, bingo, if you didn't say anything, then go back to Shabbat. Because from Atah Chonen until Barech Aleinu, anyways, you didn't need to say it. So therefore, cut in the middle and go back to Shabbat because you don't need to fix any of this. It's as if you didn't say it, right? If it's as if you said it, you need to fix it, then you need to fix it. If you don't fix it, you're going to have a handicapped Amidah here. It doesn't work. So therefore, that's going to be the machloket between the two. Very interesting machloket. Halakha lema'aseh, because safek berachot le'akel, we go back to Shabbat even in the middle. So it's very interesting. It depends where you remember, really. If you remember right after Barechenu, so there you say, V'ten tal u'matal li'v'lacha, and then you go back to Shabbat. If you remember during Tekah B'Shofar, for example, then you just stop in the middle and you go back to the Amidah of Shabbat.